Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates, kids write stories.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. My name's Lee Overtree.
And I'm Mindy Thomas from SiriusXM's Kids Place Live.
You know, the Story Pirates take stories written by elementary school kids and we adapt them into sketch comedy and musical theater. We're going back into the archives to play you some of our favorite stories. Mindy, what story do we have today?
Well, today we're going back to August of 2012, where fourth grader Bridget Herman from Berlin Elementary School in Berlin, New York, sent us a story about a weird backpack.
Awesome. But before we hear Story Pirates' adaptation of Bridget's story, let's hear Bridget's original story that she sent in to Story Pirates. So, here's Story Pirate Peter McNerney reading Bridget's story. And afterwards, we might even have an interview with Bridget. Peter, take it away.
Thanks, Lee. And here now is Bridget's story, The Weird Backpack. The day in Chicago when Henry realized that his backpack was a man-eating monster. It ate everything it sees. So since you usually bring a backpack to school, it ate books, desks, teachers. Sometimes it was so hungry it even ate classrooms. All the kids thought the backpacks were weird. The backpacks took over the country. Then the super weird superhero backpack came. He wore t-shirts and he had worms in his pocket. He saved the day! And the other weird backpacks went away. The superhero went to Tickle Island with the backpacks. The end. And now, here's the Story Pirates adaptation of Bridget's story, The Weird Backpack.
Welcome back to another episode of The Adventures of Weird School Supplies! This week's episode, The Weird Backpack.
Henry, it's time for school.
Coming, Mom.
Come on, champ. Your pancakes are getting cold.
Be right down.
What is taking that boy so long?
Good morning, Mom. Good morning, Dad.
Morning, Tiger.
What was that noise?
What noise? I didn't hear anything.
I heard it too. It sounds like a weird sort of evil sound coming from your backpack.
Okay, Mom and Dad. Whatever you say. I gotta get to school. Bye, Dad.
Bye, Champ.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, honey.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, backpack.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Henry's backpack.
Did we just say goodbye to Henry's backpack?
Yeah, I think we did.
Okay.
Meanwhile, at school...
Michelle.
Here.
Topher.
Present.
Kimberly.
Here.
And Henry. Henry? Where's Henry?
I'm here.
Oh, well, how good of you to join us, Henry. Now take off that backpack and have a seat.
Okay. What the?
Henry, I said take off that backpack and have a seat.
I'm trying.
Henry, this isn't a game. Take off that backpack at once.
I can't, Mrs. J. It won't let go.
Won't let go? Don't be silly. Turn around and show me what the problem is.
Okay.
I'm a man-eating backpack!
Ugh, don't be ridiculous, backpack. You don't even look like a man. And you're certainly not eating a backpack.
No, no, I don't mean that I'm a man-eating a backpack. I'm a man-eating backpack!
Oh, okay, yeah. No, I get it now. You're a backpack that eats people.
Yeah, that's it.
Gotcha. Man-eating backpack! Ah, everybody run!
Ah! Whoa, backpack! Where are you going? You're dragging me with you!
I'm going where all weird backpacks go! I'm going to eat everything I see!
I don't know, backpack!
Come on, Henry!
Whoa!
That backpack is eating the books!
Oh, delicious books!
Now that backpack's eating desks.
Mmm, desks!
Is even eating teachers!
Teachers? Well, that's fine. Just so long as the backpack isn't eating teachers. Wait, what did I just say?
Teacher!
Oh!
No, 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 no!
That backpack just ate our teacher!
Backpack, you've gone too far. You cough up our teacher and stop eating everything this instant.
Fat chance of that happening, Henry. You know what? I think I've had enough of you carrying me around. I'm jumping off your back and making some new friends.
Backpack, come back!
Oh no! Now the backpack is eating the whole classroom!
Go, go, go! My fellow backpacks, rise up! Rise up out of those cubbies! Rise up out of those lockers! Jump down off those backs and join me in taking over the country!
Backpacks! Backpacks! Backpacks!
Does anyone else think this is sort of weird?
Topher, an army of evil backpacks just took over the country. I think it's safe to call that weird. What are we gonna do?
Look, up there, in the sky.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's...
A backpack?
Not just any backpack, it is I! Super weird superhero backpack!
You're a backpack? Then why are you wearing a t-shirt?
And why do you have worms in your pockets? Oh, because I'm super weird.
Well, he's not wrong.
And now to stop those evil weird backpacks!
Meanwhile, at the White House...
Thank you, Mr. President. We accept your surrender.
I had no choice. There are simply too many backpacks in this country for our military to handle.
Now that we've taken over the country, what's to stop us from taking over the world?
Yeah!
Say, what's that up in the sky?
I think it's a bird.
No, I think it's a plane.
Actually, now that I think of it, it looks more like a super weird superhero backpack, wearing a t-shirt with worms in his pockets.
That's exactly what I am, and I'm here to stop you, weird evil backpack!
Wow, I thought I was weird.
Well, you might be weird, but I'm super weird. Now, come with me or else...
Or else what?
Or else I will start throwing these gross, icky worms at you.
Ooh, gross. Please, please do not do that. That is disgusting. Ugh, I surrender.
Wise choice. And now I'm going to take you all to Tickle Island.
Tickle Island?
No!
Meanwhile, back at school...
Michelle?
Here.
Topher?
Present.
Kimberly?
Here.
And Henry? Henry? Where's Henry?
You're Henry, remember?
Oh, right! I forgot. Jeez, school isn't quite the same without books, desks, classrooms, or teachers.
Look up there. It's a bird!
Oh, it's a plane.
Guys, it's clearly the super weird superhero backpack flying through the sky. He looks nothing like a bird or a plane.
Well, kids, the day has been saved. I've bought you new books, desks, classrooms, and your old teacher back.
Hi, kids.
Mrs. J!
You know, I've got to be honest. Being eaten by a backpack isn't nearly as bad as you might think.
Really?
Sure, it could be worse. I could be stuck on Tickle Island.
Meanwhile, on Tickle Island...
Tickle, Tickle Island, all we do is tickle. Tickle, tickle, tickle here on Tickle, Tickle Island.
Please stop tickling me!
Tickle, Tickle Island. All we do is tickle. Tickle, tickle, tickle here on Tickle, Tickle Island.
Curse you, super weird superhero backpack. I'll get my revenge on you if it's the last thing I do.
Tickle, tickle, tickle here on Tickle, Tickle Island.
And now Lee Overtree speaks with the author herself, Bridget.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. I'm having a snow day. I didn't have to go into work because it snowed so much.
My mom and dad didn't have to go to work either.
How was your holiday?
It was good. How was yours?
My holiday was really relaxing.
What?
Did you go out into the snow today? Did you go sledding or anything?
No, but we're going to do that tomorrow when we have our friend over.
Oh, nice. Bridget, where do you live?
Berlin, New York.
How do you like it up there?
I like it. It's pretty because you don't have a lot of people on the road we live. We have 111 acres.
Whoa.
So you don't have a lot of people.
Sort of peaceful, huh?
Yeah.
And do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have two sisters, Greta and Holly. Holly is my twin sister, actually.
What's it like having a twin?
Well, it's different. I'm the younger twin. I'm 2 minutes younger than her.
Uh-huh.
Well, we sleep in the same room, so that's different.
Do you get along all the time?
We get along pretty well.
Yeah. Most of the time you're like, oh, I'm so glad I have a twin.
Yeah.
More or less?
Well.
That's cool. Tell me how old you are.
I'm 10. In March, I'm going to turn 11.
And so what grade are you in?
I'm in fifth grade.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. And do you like fifth grade?
Yeah, I do.
What do you like about it?
I like art and library.
Nice. Do you like to read?
Yeah, I do. I like mermaid and fantasy books.
That's awesome. So, Bridget, can I ask you some questions about your story?
Okay.
So you wrote the story, The Weird Backpack, right?
Yeah.
How did you get the idea for your story?
Well, I kind of looked at my backpack. I was having a hard time thinking about an idea. And I looked and I was like, oh, I could do that.
So what was it like when you heard your story on the radio?
It was cool. My mom, she actually recorded it.
Do you write stories a lot?
Yeah.
What do you like about writing stories?
I think that you can kind of do whatever you want.
Yeah. Do you have any advice for any kids out there that are trying to write their own story?
Like I just said, do whatever you want.
Just do whatever you want, right?
Yeah.
Use your imagination.
Yep.
Do you ever have trouble using your imagination?
Sometimes, but I like a lot of fantasy stuff like that, so it's not that hard.
Yeah.
But sometimes.
Thanks for letting us perform your story.
You're welcome. Thanks for performing my story.
You're so welcome.
Say hi to Mindy for me.
I will say hi to Mindy for you.
Thanks to all of you for listening, and special thanks to SiriusXM Radio and Bridget's parents, Suzanne and Todd. If you want to see the Story Pirates perform live, we'll be at Pepperdine University in Malibu, California on January 18th, Torrance, California on January 25th, Evanston, Illinois on February 2nd, and Davis, California on February 23rd. You can also see us every Saturday at our family flagship show in New York City. You can find info and tickets for all those shows on our website, storypirates.org. And while you're there, check out our school programs. Every year, we bring assemblies and workshops to schools across the country. So if you think creative writing matters, tell your school about Story Pirates. As always, you can find sweatshirts and other gear at storypirates.org/store. Remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. We'll see you next time. Oh, and Mindy, Bridget says hi.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to,
just go to... Jeez, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall, kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall, kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall, kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.